was strayed, the doggone dog, he ran away. Everybody listen to my tale of woe. This thing happened not so very long ago. He lived in a house on a great big hill, where he could eat and drink his fill. An old tin can hung on a nail, and someone tied it to the old dog's tail. Who tied the can to the old dog's tail? Did you tie the can to the old dog's tail? Who made the old dog hit the trail? Who tied the kettle on the old dog's tail? He was a setter pup, sat around all day and you couldn't get him up. Stretched out behind the barn, sleeping in the sun, and he didn't give a darn. He had two pedigrees, half a St. Bernard and the other Pekingese. He found his feed, you bet. Since he got the can, he's forgotten how to set. But who tied the can to the old dog's tail? Did you tie the can to the old dog's tail? Who made the old dog hit the trail? Who tied the kettle on the old dog's tail? Old dog Frey got an awful kick, and someone hit him with a brick. When he started bolting for the old side door, that old kettle kept a-bouncing on the floor. He ran a mile in nothing flat, then on the second mile beat that. He ran and ran, let out a wail, the doggone can a-hanging from his tail. Catch him. Hold him. Oh, why'd you let him go for? Here's Ray. That wasn't all. When he reached the town, most everything was upside down. Sticks and stones were flying all around the street. All he needed was another set of feet. The bakery fired a pumpkin pie. He hit a cop right in the eye. They all got pinched, locked up in jail. The judge says, tell me or you'll get no bail. Who tied the can to the old dog's tail? Did you tie the can to the old dog's tail? Who made the old dog hit the trail? Who tied the kettle on the old dog's tail? Who tied the kettle on the old dog's tail?